Hi everyone. First of all, I want to thank FOSDEM for having me, also the HPC Dev Room for having me, and thanks to all of you for being here. Today I want to talk partly, I want to present my talk, which is partly Cloudy with a Chance of SAR, a virtualized approach to SAR stores from ECMWS field database. I'm Tobias Kremer. I'm a research software engineer at ECMWF, and I'm a former cloud backend engineer working for ECM for, on this day, exactly 2 years. And I'm also part of the One World Easier project, to collaborating with colleagues from JSC, DKRZ, MPI, JEREX, KIT, and University of Cologne. At ECMWF, I'm working mainly on the Mars ecosystem. Mars is an abbreviation for our meteorological archive and retrieval system, storing all of our forecast data. So just a huge archive, if you want to say it like this. And I'm mainly working on the fields database, which is abbreviated FDB, a caching layer on top of the actual archive. And I'm also working on interfaces to this FDB, mainly the Python interface and the XAR interface, which we want to have a look at today. What is ECMWF? It's an intergovernmental organization established in 1975, consists out of 23 member states and 12 cooperating states, and we just recently crossed the 500 headcount number for employees. We have 24/7 operational services, doing operational numerical weather prediction, and having four forecasts a day, supporting national weather services with coupled models, and also businesses downstream. And on top of that, we are a research institution and doing experiments to continuously improve our models, also doing reforecasts and climate analysis. On the right-hand side, you can see the three sites, and I'm stationed in Bonn. So, sorry, why are we actually talking about SAR today? Well, recently, and recently is a vague term in that sense, but over the last 10 or 15 years maybe, we saw a huge explosion in scientific data. We at ECMWF currently produce 360 terabytes of forecast data a day, and there is a projection for that to cross the petabyte threshold in 2027. On the right-hand side, you can see the image. What the individual lines are doesn't really matter currently, but the blue one is basically the overall archive, and as you can see, in 2025 we crossed the exabyte scale or threshold for the entire archive. On top of that, we're seeing an increasing pool of target users coming from all different domains, for example social science and geologists, not only meteorological or climate users, and as well